My kind is the kind that says, hey, this could be a scam. This could be leading us into world government, and we better be careful. Also, the alien scam was one of the proposals outlined in the report from Iron Mountain. It was a report on the probability and possibility of permanent peace. And we found reference to it going all the way back to 1917, and I believe I talked about John Dewey's speech in New York in 1917. We believe that the Mercury Theater broadcast of War of the Worlds by Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater was a test of the hypothesis to see if the people would buy an alien invasion, and they did. Orson Welles is related to H.G. Wells, who wrote a book in 1939, I believe, called The New World Order, where he also proposed the same thing. So, see, I don't think it's a hoax, because I think that they're preparing the people for it. They've been telling us that nuclear weapons have been stolen from the Russian arsenal, that Korea's manufacturing atomic weapons, and Iraq has atomic weapons, and Iran has atomic weapons, and India has atomic weapons, and they're telling us that terrorists have penetrated the United States, and so they may have atomic weapons. I got to see a lot of things when I was with Naval Intelligence that most people would never dream of in their life, and that set me on the path. I don't think it was a slip-up at all. I think it was intentional. I think the remarks made by Reagan were intentional. Nothing accidental about it. They've been trying to rule the world for a long time. If we're not careful, they're going to do it. They're real. I know that at least some of the technology belongs to humans of at least 3 or 4 different nations. And whether or not extraterrestrials are real, I don't know. The universe is too big for me to even venture to get into the realm of guesswork or speculation, which I don't like to do anyway. The chances that if they were real, they could find this Earth amongst the billions of stars that exist out there is pretty slim to me, but not beyond the realm of possibility. Usually when you can spot a scripted scam. Yep. And I used to really think a lot of Linda Moulton Howe, because she seemed to be the only one who was really looking at it objectively. But after you listen to her over a long period of time, she's not really at all. In my investigation, I found that Moulton and Howe, both of those names are famous names in the halls of the Masonic temples. And so she has that background in her family. And the same with a lot of these people. Stanton T. Friedman, oh yeah, it's his job to perpetrate the alien threat thing. Yeah. And after every one of his talks, he gives a little speech about how we all have to come together as one world to face this. And then he always says, who's going to speak for planet Earth? He is one of the main players. He says he's a nuclear physicist. But aside from his own resume, we can find no proof that he's ever been a nuclear physicist except what he writes on his resume. We know for the last 25 years he has not been a nuclear physicist. He has been a wandering UFO minstrel. The thing we have to be careful of is just because you saw this thing, and this just because you believe or actually did hear in your mind what you thought or what really may have been from this thing, does not make it extraterrestrial. The CIA has all the technology to be able to do every bit of that. Or it could have been a very sophisticated hologram accompanied by an electronic mind control operation using microwaves and many other things that have been developed that's documented. There's no doubt about it. It's scientific fact. Been written about. It's come out in hearings in Congress. We have to be very careful what we believe when there is technology that exists that can make us believe whatever somebody wants us to believe. Go read your Bible. When everybody's saying he's coming, he's not going to come. He's going to come like a thief in the night. Christians don't like to hear that, but it's true. Whoever comes is going to be a scam. But you're all going to believe it's Jesus because that's what you want to believe. Well, I don't think he's coming. He's not coming. I'll bet you I'll be right. I didn't say never. I don't know if he's ever coming or not. I don't even know if he ever lived. There's no proof that the man ever lived. Religion is something that you have to believe in by faith because there is no proof for it. There's no proof for life after death.
And I'm just going to hang up because I'll talk.
Well, I'll just hang up on you. How about that? I didn't say Jesus didn't exist. I said I don't know if he existed or not. Neither does anybody else. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have to do it as an article of faith. If that makes you mad, screw you, Jack. Don't call me anymore, because you're going to get a dose of the truth on this show, whether you like it or not. Know the answer to Area 51. They got flying discs out there. They belong to the United States government. They're made by human beings. I don't know if there are pilots inside or they're remote controlled. They can do amazing things. I have filmed them. I've spent weeks out there watching them fly. I've been hassled and had every kind of confrontation with the goons out there that you can dream of. It's amazing how many people want to stay in their scam world. Don't want to know the truth. Don't care about the truth. Jesus is coming to save you. And for another group of people, the extraterrestrials are going to come and save you. And I'm telling you right now, ain't nobody going to save you but you. I don't know if there are extraterrestrials or not. I don't know if they're extraterrestrial craft or not. I know that there are strange flying objects in the sky that, according to what we're told about science, is not supposed to be made by humans, but once you begin to delve into what they've developed in secret, they at least some of them are developed by humans, and either flown with somebody inside or flown by remote control. We don't know that, but we know that they belong some to the United States, some to the Soviet Union, some to Canada, and probably Great Britain. Have you been to Disneyland in Anaheim? You should go, because they have the most amazing, absolutely incredible holographic display in the sky every evening. And this is just Walt Disney with some cheapy stuff.
Right.
Just think what the government could do all over the world. I interviewed Travis Walton personally. He lives less than 30-minute drive from me at this very moment. He said he didn't see any spacecraft. He didn't see any flying saucer. All he saw is a brilliant white light in the woods, kind of a bluish white light. He got out of the truck and started walking toward it. Next thing you know, he felt like he'd been hit by a ton of bricks, and he woke up a week later laying by the side of the road. He said he only remembers one thing in between that time, a bright light and a feeling like he was suffocating. All the rest of it is fantasy. The boys in the truck didn't see a spacecraft or a flying saucer or a UFO. They saw a bright light in the woods. They saw something flash, and they saw Travis Walton fly through the air and land on the ground, and they got scared and left. We must have an enemy from outer space to justify coming together in a one-world government to oppose this threat.